The most important, this is the most famous passage of the Bhagavad Gita. There is a school of philosophy in the world today which is called behaviorism. According to this school of psychology, a man can be judged by his behavior. And according to this psychology, a man is said to be educated when you affect his behavior. This is the philosophy in psychology. If you can change the behavior, education itself is defined. Education is a process by which the behavior can be changed in the direction in which the teacher wants the behavior to be changed. This is one of the definitions of education given in behaviorism. Behaviorism is a natural philosophy of the outer man. The outer man always thinks that man can be judged by his behavior, and that man is nothing but behavior. That what is in man, it is only for his behavior. This man is successful. Why is he successful? The outer psychology simply tells you, oh, he is successful because he walks about in a particular fashion. He speaks in a particular way. Oh, his body language is wonderful. He knows when to use this word and he knows when to use that word. This is how many people study successful people, and they give prescriptions that if you do the same thing, like Carnegie says, how to win friends and influence people. If you call anybody by his personal name, you are likely to become more friendly with that person. One of the prescriptions, outer behavior, you just call somebody by his personal name and you become intimate with that person. Or it affects that individual so much that other person is attracted towards you. So things of this kind are prescribed by behavioristic philosophy. This behaviorism is natural to every human being who wants to judge human being outwardly. Now Arjuna, who is still engaged in his outer psychology, he is very much affected by his outer being. His entire crisis is the crisis of the outer man. And Sri Krishna is constantly drawing him out from his external consciousness to the internal consciousness. And now when Sri Krishna speaks of samadhistha, of a state of consciousness which is completely inward, then Arjuna asks the question, tell me, what is his language? How does he speak? How does he sit? How does he move about? The assumption is that by knowing his outer movements, you will find out whether this is Sita Pragya or not. Now, Sri Krishna's answer is that he does not answer this question. The question is, in a sense, irrelevant. You cannot judge a Sita Pragya whether he smiles or does not smile, whether he welcomes people or he scoffs at people. You cannot judge the Siddha Pragya by all these outer means at all. Then what is the answer that Sri Krishna gives? In this answer he gives descriptions in which there is a complete union of Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. We shall see how he answers. But the first thing is, he says, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmani eva atmana tushtaha sthita pragyaha tat uchyate. Now this is a standard that he now gives, which you cannot judge from his smile or from his talk. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan patra manogatan. All the kaman, all the kama, all the desires which arise in the mind, all the desires, prajahati, he has given up. When all the desires that arise in the mind are given up, atmani eva atmana tushtaha, when he is completely content, settled in his own self, siddha pragyaha tada uchyate. This is the answer to the Abhagyani, Jnana Yoga. Atmani eva atmana tushtaha. He is completely settled in his own self. That state, when all the desires which come to the mind are all given up, he does not answer how, what is his bhasha. You can see here. He simply gives a kind of a standard which you can judge only when you yourself experience the similar, recognizes the similar. If you have not gone beyond desires, do not expect that by outer means you'll be able to find out whether he is siddha pragya or not. So this first sentence, it's an answer to Arjuna, but a kind of a shattering answer. In a certain sense, he says to Arjuna, don't ask me irrelevant questions. He simply says, in a very polite manner, that, well, if you want to judge, whom will you call siddha pragya, when all the desires which arise in the mind are given up, and when he is completely content within oneself, by the self, then you can call him siddha pragya. Now he gives a detail of all this. Dukkheshu anudvignamanaha sukheshu vigataspriha. Vitaraga bhayakrodaha siddhadihi munihi uchyate. In the state of misery, he does not feel miserable at all. In the state of happiness, he is free from any kind of attachment. Vitaraga bhayakrodaha. In him there is no attraction, there is no fear, and there is no anger. When this state is achieved, then that is called sthitadihi. Then he is the real muni, and he is one who is established in stable consciousness. Yaha sarvatranavi sneha tat tat prapya shubha shubham na abhinandati na dveshti sasya pragya pratishtrita. He who is without attachment in everything and who neither rejoices nor hates in whatever good and evil he may obtain, his wisdom is firm. Yada samharate chayam kurmaha angani iva sarvashaha indriyani indriyarthe abhyaha tasya pragya pratishthitaha.